弟兄姐妹早上好。
Brother and sister, good morning.
大家还没有睡醒。
I think you are still sleeping.
弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Yeah, 我们欢喜快乐，因为我们来到神的殿中来敬拜他。
We're so joyful because we come to worship God.
今天我们会继续看耶稣所问的问题的这个系列。
Today we will continue to the series of what question Jesus asked.
我相信你们大部分的人都已经做过我上次留给你们的作业了。
I believe that you have done your homework the last time I left for you.
是不是？
Yes or no? Yes? Yeah.
如果没做，还可以继续问自己个问题，你到底想要什么？
So if you have not done it, you can continue to ask the question, what do you want?
这个对我们的人生是有帮助的。
This is very helpful in our life.
那今天我们就来看第二个问题。
Today we're going to look at the second question.
那在我们开始之前，我们先做一个祷告。
Let's start with a prayer.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
因为你是慈爱与恩典怜悯的神。
You are the merciful God and you also give the blessings.
我们感谢你将耶稣基督赐给我们。
We want to thank you having given Jesus to us.
是他的教导，他的话语成为我们生命的帮助。
So his teaching that can become the guide in our life.
为今天所分享的就仰望在你的恩手当中。
We put whatever the sermon that into your hand.
让我们所传讲和所聆听的都同感一领。
Whatever preaching and listening that we have in unison.
使我们晓得你赐给我们美好的福气。
You have given us a wonderful blessing.
我们珍惜你赐给我们的教会。
And we treasure the church that you've given to us.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
若干年前在美国发生了一个案子。
And many years ago there was a case in the United States.
那么很多华人的圈子里面呢，都影响很大。
It has affected the Chinese community.
因为这涉及到一对中国的留学生。
And it affected the one couple, that Chinese couple from China.
那么他们住在田纳西州。
And they live in Tennessee.
那么因为他们留学呢，第一开始生活非常的艰苦。
And they have they came to United States study. The life was not easy.
所以他第一个小孩出生了之后是个女孩。他们就委托给另外一个美国人的家庭去照顾。
And so they have the first daughter, but they couldn't afford to support her, so they asked another couple to help them out for a little while.
后来这个小孩长到五岁的时候，他们就想把这个小孩要回来。
And when this little girl, 5 years old, they want to bring her back home.
那么这个美国家庭也是跟这个小孩子有了感情。
This American family has established a really loving relationship with this little girl.
舍不得轻易的放弃。
They did not want to give up.
于是双方为此打了一个漫长的官司。
So they were involved legal battle for a long period of time.
所以在华人的圈子里面有很多的人支持这对留学生夫妇要把这孩子要回来。
And so Chinese, in the Chinese community that they want to support this couple, they want to bring this little girl back home.
那么也有人说这个父母不能太自私。
And there are people criticize they may be a little too selfish.
因为这个孩子已经生活得很好，你为什么要去干扰他的生活？
Why do you want to disrupt her life that she when she was doing really well?
双方都为这场官司付出了惨重的代价。
They have paid a heavy price for this legal battle.
那最后这个高等的法院判定这个孩子是归这个生父母所有。
So Supreme Court actually that have decided that the little girl need to go back to her biological parents.
那后来他们也没有办法在美国生活的父母就带着孩子回了中国。
So the couple brought the little girl back to China.
所以若干年后有的人就问这个女孩说，你觉得当初你是应该跟这个美国人的家庭呢，还是应该跟这个你亲生的父母呢？
And so many years after that, someone asked the little girl, say, do you feel you need to stay with your American parents or your Chinese parents?
她自己说我也不知道。
She said, I really don't know.
我当时那么小哈。
I was so young.
也没有办法有自主的权利。
And really didn't have an ability to make my own decision.
她觉得她 在中国，她就想念她在美国的那个时候的朋友。
And when she was in China, she really missed her friends in the United States.
那么她觉得跟亲生父母在一起，跟她的弟弟妹妹也有她的好处。
And but then she also enjoyed that her biological parents and her siblings.
所以处于在两个家庭的这样的纷争之中，这个孩子是非常的难的。
It's very difficult because she got right in the middle.
我想对她的人生是有一定的影响。
She affect her life tremendously.
所以上帝设立家庭呢，本来是来帮助我们走人生道路。
God established family to try to help us in our life journey.
因为有爱我们的人，亲人来维护我们，为我们遮风避雨。
Because there's we have a family to help us out in our journey.
那么在人生最重要的关头呢，常常这些亲人是成为我们的支柱。
And so during the very crucial moment, our closest one help us navigate our challenges.
家庭的重要性对每个人是不言而喻的。
So we know that how important our family is to us.
但是你如果夹在两个家庭之间这种相争的情况下，这种情况也是非常难过。
But if you get caught between two conflicting families, that can be extremely overwhelming.
所以弟兄姐妹，有的时候我们基督徒就是像这种情况。
And very often that our Christians like this.
我们处在两个家庭。
We got caught in the two different families.
那么一个就是我们原生的家庭。
One is our original family.
另外一个就是耶稣的家庭。
And the other one is the church family.
今天我们来思想耶稣所问的问题的第二个问题。
So today we're going to really think about the second question Jesus asked.
所以当耶稣的母亲跟他的兄弟来寻找他的时候。
And Jesus' mother and his brother come to look for him.
那么耶稣就借题发挥哈。
And so Jesus was able to use this opportunity to talk about.
他启示了一个崭新的家庭关系。
So he really revealed a new concept of family.
这个家庭就是神的家庭。
It's talk about God's family.
是以耶稣为中心的一个家庭。
It's the Jesus as a centered family.
那么我们有了一个新的家庭，我们怎么跟原生的家庭去相处
？If we have a new family, how do we deal with our original family?
那么在神的这个家庭当中，我们又有什么新的责任跟义务
？And in this new family, what kind of responsibility do we have?
希望我们在今天的研讨之中。我们能够得到一些启发。
So hopefully we can find the answer today.
我们先来看这段经文在马可福音的第三章。
So let's look at the Gospel Mark chapter 3.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开圣经马可福音第三章，我们来读31-35节。
So we're going to read Mark chapter 3, 31 to 35.
我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
Pastor will read Chinese, I will read English.
马可福音第三章31节。马可福音第三章31节。
Mark 3:31-35。
当下，耶稣的母亲和弟兄来，站在外面，打发人去叫他。
Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived, standing outside. They sent someone in to call him.
有许多人在耶稣周围坐着，他们就告诉他说：“看哪，你母亲和你弟兄在外边找你。”
A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you."
耶稣回答说：“谁是我的母亲？谁是我的弟兄？”
And Jesus said, "Who are my mother and who are my brothers?"
就四面观看那周围坐着的人说：“看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄。”
Then he looked at these seated in circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers."
凡遵行神旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother.
这是一个很简单的故事。
This is a very simple story.
却告诉我们很深奥的一个属灵真理。
Yet convey a very profound spiritual truth.
耶稣这里问的问题是：谁是我的母亲？谁是我的兄弟
？Here, Jesus posed the question: Who is my mother and my brothers?
这是一个反问句。
And it's the opposite question.
It's a rhetorical
question.
这个听众是不需要回答这个问题。
An audience does not really need to answer the question.
因为在第三十四节，耶稣就给出了这个答案。
Because Jesus provided the answer in verse 34.
因为那些跟从耶稣的人，就是他 新的家庭的成员。
Because the people who follow him are the new members of the family.
这个故事的重点在第三十五节。
And so the focus of the story is in verse 35.
三十五节是一个宣告。
And it's a declaration.
凡遵行神旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
Who does the will of God is my brother, sister, and mother.
凡认同耶稣的，我们就成为神家庭里面的成员。
Whatever identify with Jesus, that is the member of the family.
首先我们来看故事的背景。
So let's look the background of the story.
其实我们往前推在第三章的二十节到二十一节。
And so we need to go back to the verse 20 and 21.
我们大概可以看出来这个耶稣的母亲和兄弟为什么来找他。
And you can find out why his mother and brother are looking for him.
因为他们听说耶稣在加利利附近所做的事情。
Because they heard the things he had done in Galilee.
就以为他癫狂了。
And thought he was getting crazy.
就要来劝阻他。
And they want to stop him.
所以耶稣的家人特意从他的家乡拿撒勒赶来。
And so consequently, they came from Nazareth specifically to dissuade him.
那么来劝阻他。
And they want to talk him out of it.
显然他们不理解耶稣所做的事情。
Because they did not understand why Jesus was doing those things.
因为他们知道你这样做下去的话必来招来杀身之祸。
If Jesus continued to do that, he might gain serious trouble, possibly even his death.
所以我想他亲属的担忧是真实的。
And his relatives' worry are real.
但是却是好心做错事。
And but it's the good intention, but not helping.
因为耶稣正是像三十五节所说，他在做遵行神旨意的事情。
Because Jesus was indeed to follow whatever the will of God.
有人以为呢，耶稣对母亲大概不够尊重。
And people think Jesus did not respect his mother.
因为他的母亲跟兄弟来找他，他没有出去迎接哈。
And so his mother and the brother were looking for him. He did not even go out to greet them.
而且还在那里说，谁是我的母亲，谁是我的兄弟。
He even had to say, "Who's my mother? Who are my brothers?"
这我们要了解当时的情况。
You have to understand the background of it.
因为耶稣在那个房间里有很多的人都去围绕着他。
And he was surrounded by a lot of people at the time.
因为他们要得医治。
Because the people want to be healed.
他们要听耶稣讲道。
They want to listen to Jesus.
说那个房子常常是围着里三层外三层。
And so this is so crowded inside the house.
所以耶稣的家人到了之后，他们进不去的。
And so when Jesus' family actually arrived, they could not even get in.
只能是传话进去。
And they have to sit outside and send a messenger.
所以呢，不是耶稣不去迎接他们，实在是当时的那个状况。
It's not Jesus did not want to go out to greet them. It was because of the situation at that time.
我们知道耶稣是对玛利亚特别的尊重的。
We know Jesus very respect his mother, Mary.
因为在十字架上被钉十字架临死之前，耶稣把他的母亲交给他的心爱的门徒约翰。
And so before he was, when he was on the cross, he entrusted the disciple John to take care of his mother.
因为这个所以我们可以看到耶稣对母亲的尊重。
So we can see that how much Jesus have respect for his mother.
那么耶稣为什么这个时候他讲这个话呢？
But why did Jesus say those kind of things?
耶稣就是一个教导方面的一个大师。
And he's a master of teaching.
所以他从这个讲道的过程中，他就抓了一个现场的例子。
And so he uses the opportunity to give an example.
马上就讲了一个属灵的道理出来。
And give a spiritual truth.
所以，跟从耶稣的一个结果就是加入了一个神的家庭。
And so because the people who follow Jesus that started with a new family.
一个崭新的家庭。
Is a brand new family.
其实我们在人生的经历中也有这回体验。
And so we have the similar experience as well.
你知道当一个人结婚的时候，
When someone get married,
他的家庭就会扩展开来。
And so the family have expand.
因为另一方对方的一个家庭就成为了他的家人。
And your spouse family became your family as well.
那么同样我们跟耶稣的结合也是如此。
So when we know Jesus, that's a similar, is very similar.
当我们跟从耶稣的时候
，When we follow Jesus，
我们就进入了一个崭新的家庭关系。
Once we start follow him, we start a brand new family。
这个故事的场景啊，非常的耐人寻味。
And this is very intriguing scenery。
那么门徒呢，跟耶稣都坐在屋子里面。
And so the disciple and Jesus are sitting inside the house。
那么耶稣的家人呢，却是站在外面。
But his family actually stay outside the house。
本来嘛，耶稣跟他家人是应该坐在房子里面的。
And Jesus and his family should stay inside the house.
那么其他的人是外人，应该在房子外面。
Other people are outsiders should be outside.
我们看到这个情况正好是什么？反过来。
But this actually is totally opposite.
所以其实这也是预示着神的家庭跟我们原生家庭格局的一个颠覆。
This really foreshadows the version of God's family compared to the original family.
所以加入神的家庭之后，必然对原生的家庭会有一定的冲击。
So when you join God's family, inevitably that will impact one's original family.
那么耶稣当年是这样，那么我们现今也是如此。
This was true for Jesus, and it's true for Christian today.
所以，当耶稣的母亲来找他的时候
，And so when Mary was looking for him,
他还不理解。到底耶稣在干什么
？She have no idea what was Jesus doing.
当然，后来这个玛利亚啊，知道了耶稣一直跟从耶稣，一直到他十字架的时候。
So later she knew, so she followed Jesus until when Jesus died on the cross.
那么耶稣的兄弟呢，也是在他死后复活之后，也接受了耶稣。
And so his brother also changed and has followed him after his death as well.
但是在那之前呢？我们跟不信的家人之间总是有一些隔阂。
And so before that, there's always a gap that between our original family and family of God.
一方面呢，他们是我们的世界上最亲近的人。
For our original family, they are the closest one with us.
但是另一方面呢，在信仰方面，我们似乎又有一个永远无法逾越的鸿沟。
But for the spiritual part of it, it seems there's a huge gap.
很多的时候，我们想给家人传福音，知道那是非常困难的事情。
And it's very difficult to evangelize your own family.
我们都说，牧师常常说你要祷告啊。
And very often, pastors say you need to pray for them.
那么祷告才能够改变人的心。
And prayer will change people's heart.
那其实呢，除了祷告上，我们还有很多的事情可以做。
And beside prayers, there are a lot of other things we need to do.
问题的是，常常我们做错事情。
And very often we make mistakes.
那效果往往是适得其反。
We have an opposite effect.
因为我们常常想说服他们，让他们信主。
Very often we want to persuade them, about to become a Christian.
其实不是用我们自己去说服他们，而是给他们创造机会，能够接触这个信仰。
It's not by persuasion, rather create opportunities for them to find out the truth.
以前有一个弟兄的话，他信了主之后，他就非常的热情。
And there's one brother that after he became a Christian, he's very passionate about his faith.
他就非常希望他的太太也信主。
He want to really his wife to become a Christian.
不过他太太是属于那种比较强势的。
And but his wife is very dominating.
所以他是没有办法能够说服他的。
It's very hard for him to persuade her.
非常的苦恼。
And he was very troubled.
那么他每次星期天来教会呢，他太太就是不高兴嘛，没有时间陪他。
And every time when he goes to church on Sunday, his wife was upset.
不过有一次他去问牧师哈。
And one time he asked the pastor.
这牧师就告诉他说，这样子吧，你呢是非常乐意来教会敬拜的。
So let's do this. I know you're willing to come to church on Sunday.
所以你又想参加主日学，又想参加崇拜。
And you want to go, join the Sunday school and also the worship service.
那你这个星期天呢，一大半都去掉了。
And most of the day is gone.
那你这样子，你把你太太带教会来就好。
And so maybe just invite your wife to church.
你呢，早上就先牺牲一下，不要上主日学了。
And sacrifice your time a little bit. Don't go to the Sunday school.
你那个主日学实在不适合于他嘛，你就是说你崇拜的时候来哈。
And so maybe the Sunday school really is not help her, so just come up to the worship service.
那崇拜之后呢，你很喜欢跟弟兄姐妹聊天啊、讲话啊、吃饭，但是你就稍微委屈些，你就不要留下来。
And so after the Sunday service, I know you really want to talk to brother and sister, and do not stay.
那你就是崇拜完你就带你太太去饮茶。
And so just have a dim sum after the service.
因为他们是广东人嘛。
Because they were Cantonese.
哎，喜欢饮茶。
They like dim sum.
哎，所以他就接受了牧师的这个建议。
And he accept the suggestion.
所以他太太慢慢就跟教会熟络起来了。
And so his wife start getting to know the church.
所以呢，就有机会接触到福音。最后他太太也信主。
So they have an opportunity to listen to the gospel, then she became a Christian as well.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们真的需要有智慧，怎么样去面对还没有信主的家人。
And a lot of time we really need to have a wisdom and to evangelize our family members.
那我们现在处在一个教会的时代。
We are in the era of the church.
所以我们每一个基督徒都有双重的家庭。
We all have a dual family identity.
既有我们原生的家庭，又有神的这个大家庭。
We have original family, also we have extended family of God.
那么相信耶稣就为进入神的家打开了大门。
So once we believe in Jesus, that opened the door of God's family.
我们有了新的家庭，有了新的伙伴。
So we have a new family, we have a new partners.
但并不意味着我们要放弃原生的家庭。
That does not mean we need to give up our original family.
所以基督徒仍然对原生的家庭负有责任。
So Christians still have a lot of responsibility to our original families.
那个这个责任一直到我们离开这个世界为止。
And this responsibility lasts until we depart from this world.
这个原生家庭也是神给我们的恩赐。
Our original family is also a blessing to us.
是我们生活在这个世界的必须。
And it's a necessity for us to survive.
由此可见，两个家庭都是神赐给我们的。
So therefore, both families are God's gift to us.
但是，大家注意，有一个差别。
But there's a difference.
因为原生家庭是暂时的。
Because original family is temporary.
所有的关系随着你离开这个世界就终止。
And so they will cease after we leave this earth.
我再说一遍，大家注意听哈，因为社会上的家庭啊，有诞生，也有消灭。
Because this biological form the family that there's a death and there's a birth.
那么民间的信仰啊，常常给我们一些误解哈。
And some of the folks believe that leads us we have some misconception.
他以为人死后啊，认为我们的人际这个家庭的关系还存在啊。
And we probably still assume the family relationship will still exist after death.
其实如果你仔细去观察的话，你发现我们的家庭关系一直在变化。
And so if you really observe that the family dynamic, you see the family relationship continue to evolve.
当我们出生在一个家庭的时候，父母来照顾我们。那是一个家庭。
So when we were born, the fact our parents take care of us.
当我们长大的时候，我们就离开了父母的家庭。
So when we grow up, then we leave our family.
然后我们又有了自己的家庭。
Then we have our own family.
当父母去世的时候，你会发现那个家庭已经消亡了。
And so when our parents pass away, that family has gone.
然后我们有了自己的儿女。
And we have our own children.
那自己的儿女长大，他也离开我们，有了自己的家庭。
And after they grow up, they leave us.
然后当我们衰老的时候，你会发现，就正好调过来，这个成人的子女反过来要照顾我们。
So when we start aging, very often our grown children start taking care of us.
你会知道，所有家庭的关系都是一直在变化不断之中。
So the dynamic family continue to change.
所以呢，这个中国的这个人生的信仰啊，常常会讲他说哦，人死后会好像这个家庭的关系还存在哈。
And so very often Chinese believe that the relationship of the family continue to exist after death.
所以我们华人有这个烧纸的习惯，对不对
？So the Chinese people have this habit of burning paper money.
天气冷了就要烧点棉衣。
And so the weather is very cold that we burn some of the paper cloth.
有人还烧电视的哈。
And so they even burn some TVs.
哎，也不知道他那边有没有信号哈。
And you have no idea whether they have a signal over there or not.
居然有人还烧电脑的哈。
And so there are people actually burn the paper computer.
居然连手机都烧哈。
And for smartphones.
其实他父母在世上连手机都从来没见过，也不会用的哈。
And even their parents were still alive, they still even didn't know how to use the smartphone.
实际上我们要知道说， 当人去世之后，这个关系改变了。
And so when people pass away, the relationship and the dynamic changes.
所以神的家庭在这个世界只是一个雏形。
So God's family in this world is only a prototype.
在未来的世界。
And in the future world,
就是在神的国度降临的时候，
and then when His kingdom comes,
那么神的这个家庭关系才会完全的展现出来。
And so His the kingdom will fully revealed.
当然，那个关系就不再一样。
And so the relationship will no longer the same.
因为在神国里面呢，没有夫妻的。
And so in God's kingdom, there is no husband and wife.
也没有子女。
And no children.
因此地上的这个家庭关系是不复存在。
So the whatever relationship on earth does not exist in God's kingdom.
所以家庭成员呢，因着你的灵性的差异和灵程的不同，几乎是你们在不同的地方做不同的事情。
So family member due to spirit difference, a various spiritual level, will each go their own separate ways.
所以给人家传福音的时候常常你会碰到这个问题。
And so when you try to preach the gospel, very often people ask you a question.
他说我爸爸从来都没听信耶稣，那如果我信了耶稣，我死之后我就见不着我爸爸了。
And so my father was never a Christian, so when I pass away, I will never get a chance to see my father.
其实他不知道的。
But because he didn't understand.
我们基督徒如果是信主的，我们将来会不会见到我们的父母呢？
And so if we're a Christian, are we going to see our parents in the future?
当然我们会见到我们的父母。
We will still see our parents.
但是那个关系已经不一样。
But the relationship has totally changed.
不是我们在地上所经历的那个关系。
It's not the same that a relationship on earth.
很多的时候我们不理解这个东西。
But very often we have a misconception about it.
那很多我们错误的理会这个基督徒的身份呢，会造成一些严重的后果。
But if we misinterpret this kind of dual identity of a Christian, will cause severe consequence.
不但影响正常的家庭生活，
it will affect the normal life.
也会影响到灵性的进步。
Also, it hinders spiritual growth.
那么其中第一个方面就是错误的抹杀原生家庭的必要。
One aspect is the enormous regard for the importance of our original family.
对吧，你进了神的家庭，好像你这个原生家庭就不需要了。
Once you have an extended family, spiritual family, that your original family is no longer important.
那么在教会历史中曾经有过这样的尝试。
And in early history, church history, they happened such things.
比如说初期教会。
In the early church.
那么其实有一些异端也常常是这样。
And very often the cults will do similar things.
你如果加入他那个组织的话，你就变卖财产，要离开家庭，要跟这个邪教的组织住在一起。
Once you join the organization, that they want you to sacrifice, sell everything, and to live a compound together.
其实，这个就是对这个两个不同家庭的错误的理解。
So this is a misinterpretation of a dual families.
那么在上个世纪的山东啊，中国的本土的教会有一次类似的尝试。
And this happened in China, in Shandong.
你们有听说过耶稣家庭？
Have you heard of Jesus family?
哎 ，Rachel 的父母知道的。
Rachel's parents.
他们是山东人哈。
Because they're from Shandong.
哎，耶稣家庭，他们就是这种集体生活的方式哈。
And this Jesus family, they live together as a group.
那么就信仰来讲，他们还是蛮纯正的一个信仰。
For their belief is fairly on track.
那么稍微有一点偏灵恩。
It's a little bit toward the charismatic.
但是他们在信仰上是非常虔诚、非常好的基督徒。
And they're pretty good Christians.
但是他们的生活方式呢，是显然就是这种集体的生活。夫妻呢，要同居的时间是分配的哈。
And so they have some deviation of a norm that very often that when the couple want to live together, that has to be arranged.
因为他们的房屋是有限的。
Because their housing is very limited.
那么他们这个婚姻也是 arranged 的。
And so their marriage was also arranged.
等等。当然后来共产党来了以后，他们就被迫解散了。
And so when communists come, then they were forced to dissolve.
但是耶稣家庭对中国教会的影响直到现在还有。
But so Jesus families continue to influence the Christianity.
我想他们这种的实践实际上是对这种 概念，一个错误的理解。
So it's a misunderstanding what the Bible teaches.
那另外一个错误的理解认为呢，教会就是信徒的归宿。
So another mistake lies in thinking the church is the ultimate destination for believers.
教会不等同于神的国度。
The church is not equivalent to the kingdom of God.
教会只是一个过渡。
It's a transition.
是为神的国度预备人才。
It's a prepared individual for the kingdom.
所以因着现实的条件呢，教会是不会完善的。
So due to practical limitation, the church will not be perfect.
教会也不可能完善。
And cannot be perfect.
所以现今的时代，神为基督徒设立的一个教会是一个暂时的居所。
So the church, the family of God is a transition.
那么在这个时代，让我们可以一起来体验神的家庭的生活。
So in this era that we can actually taste what is the foreshadow what's going to come in the kingdom.
所以我们要爱护教会。
So we need to love and protect church.
而要忠信基督。
We need to be faithful.
以前有一个人，他的名字叫 David Gaierson.
And there's one person his name is David Gaierson.
那么他呢，在十岁的时候呢，他的父亲就离家出走。
And so when he was 10 years old, his father left home.
那么到了13岁的时候呢，他妈妈就也把他赶出门了。
And so when he was 13, his mama kicked him out.
那么他13岁没有家庭的时候，这个实在是一个非常非常糟糕的情况。
It was very devastating when he was only 13 years old without family.
那么他的后面的人生怎么办，他完全不知道。
He have no idea what is going to happen in his future.
这个时候就有一个牧师呢，把他接到家里面去住。
And so there's one pastor actually adopted him to his family.
这个
pastor family.
牧师不但提供给他吃的住的
，beside provide a shelter，
而且教导他属灵的道理。
And also teach him spiritual truth.
后来他可以上大学啊。
So he went to college.
那么毕业之后，他居然也怎么样，服侍神。
And after he graduated, start serving.
那最后他做到了神学院的一个院长。
And he became the dean of a seminary school.
A president.
President of the seminary theological school.
所以他常常回想到自己的人生，他说不可以想象，如果我十三岁我找不到一个家庭的话，我会是什么样的结果。
He cannot imagine if he didn't have a family when he was 13 years old.
所以弟兄姐妹，神的家庭就是我们现今时代对我们人生一个非常重要的帮助。
So God's family is something that is extremely important in our life.
所以第三十五节的时候，我们特别看到耶稣列出了神家里人必要的条件。
So in 35, Jesus lists the requirement of being a member of God's family.
遵行神的旨意。
Doing God's will.
神家里的人要遵行神的旨意。
If you are the part of family, you need to follow and doing God's will.
什么是神的旨意呢？
But what is God's will?
所以我们要往前翻马可福音。
And so we need to go back to early chapter of Mark.
在第一章十五节，神的旨意什么？是要我们悔改信福音。
What is his will? Is first the repentance and belief.
然后第一章的十八节到二十节。
And verse 18 and 20.
耶稣在呼召他的门徒时，我们要跟从耶稣。
When Jesus called his disciple, we have to follow.
所以耶稣要他的门徒对他忠诚。
Jesus demands loyalty from his disciples.
这是我们进入神家庭的先决条件。
And this is the prerequisite for becoming part of God's family.
而教会正是这样的一群人聚集的地方。
The church is the gathering place for such people.
故此我们称教会叫神的家。
So that's why we call the church the house of God.
所以我们要爱护神的家。
So we have to love and protect the house of family of God.
我们怎么样去爱护神的家呢？
How do we do that?
那我们就是在神的家里面要彼此的接纳。
First, we have to learn to accept each other.
我们要接纳自己。
And we need to accept ourselves.
我们要接纳他人。
Accepting others.
我们也要接纳教会的不完美。
We need to accept the imperfection of the church.
因为有些人可能因为对教会有意见，他就把基督教批得体无完肤的。
And a lot of people have some opinion about church, so they criticize severely.
那么又有人呢，因为在教会受到了伤害， 他就把耶稣跟信仰就一起丢掉了。
And so the people may got hurt in the church, so they abandoned their faith and Jesus.
我们要知道，上帝在这个时代是借助教会这个平台，为的是预备人才。
And God used the platform of the church to prepare us.
所以无论发生什么样的事情
，And regardless whatever happened,
神都利用这样的机会。来塑造我们
，and God used this opportunity to mold us.
为的是什么
？For what?
我们将来在神的国度里可以胜任神所托付我们的事情。
So we can take care of the things that God has entrusted us in the kingdom of God.
所以弟兄姐妹，成为神的家，耶稣的家人是何等的有福哈
！Become a part of Jesus' family is such a blessing.
在天上我们有盼望
，In heaven we have hope.
在地上我们有一个属灵的家
And on earth we have a spiritual home
在神的家里面软弱的得到扶持
In God's home the weak being supported
困苦的得到帮助
Trouble receive help
在神的家里我们一起来学习神的话语
In God's house that we learn God's words together
一起奔走属灵的路程
We run the spiritual path together
所以既然成为神家里的人呢我们就要记得享受神特别给我们的祝福。
So if we are part of the family, we really need to enjoy the blessing that God has given to us.
为什么我们星期天要来到教会
？Why do we come to church on Sunday?
我们是来领受神的祝福的。
We're receiving a special blessing.
你要知道，这个今天来教会最重要的不是听牧师讲道哈。
The most important thing is not listen to God, a pastor preaching.
你知道牧师讲道完最后要祝福的吗？哈。
And so actually, after the sermon, that the pastor usually give a benediction.
所以有的人牧师讲道完他就走了。
And so after the sermon, people start to leave.
我说，哎呀，你怎么走了？那个祝福没收到就跑了。
You have not received the blessing, you already left.
你知道我们以前在中国发薪水哈。
And when I was in China, when we receive our salary,
那时发现金的。
And not that at that time they were receiving cash.
所以那一天呢，要拿一大堆钱来，那钱呢，用个纸条拴上你的工资单儿哈。
And so at the time they put a little things to put the cash together.
因为我在大学里面教书嘛。
I was teaching the college.
所以我们不需要每天在跑到那个大学里坐办公室的。
We did not need to sit in the office every single day.
平常你都看不见的。
And sometimes you don't see us.
每个月发薪水年，大家都到了。
But once we the day of the we get our paycheck, everybody was there.
不管他有多急的事，那天他肯定到。
And doesn't matter how important that person had that day, that person will be there.
发薪水的日子。
It's a day to get money.
所以弟兄姐妹，领受神的祝福，星期天你不会缺的哈。
And so
一定要来的哈。
You have to come to receive God's blessing.
去年我不在的时候，我常常请 Anderson 帮我们来做祝福哈。
And so when I was absent, I asked Anderson to give benediction.
每次 Anderson 祝福，他就不好意思。
And so he was a little bit shy away from it.
陈牧师不在哈，对不起，我就这样子了。
He would say, "Well, because Pastor Chen is not here, so sorry, I have to step up."
因为这个祝福啊，真的不是什么人都可以祝福的。
Not everybody can give the benediction.
是一定是说受过这个案例的牧师哈。
And need to be people has been ordained as a pastor.
有这个资格给这个祝福。
And to be qualified to give the benediction.
这是神圣的。
Is a holy.
好了，我们现在安德森变成林长老了。
And so Anderson right now is an elder.
所以下次他就理直气壮站在这里给你们祝福，没有问题。
Giving the benediction very without feel embarrassed.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要领受神的祝福。
So brother and sister, we need to receive God's blessing.
我们领受神的祝福离不开教会。
And receiving the blessing cannot be separate from coming to church.
因为教会是神的家。神的心意在教会。
Because the church is God's family, is God's heart.
我再重复一遍，教会是神的家，神的心意在教会。
And so the church is God's family and His heart in the church.
这是这个时代上帝给人祝福，他所规定的，不是我们规定，他所规定的方式。
That's His way, not we decide what we want to do.
所以。基督徒要想得到上帝的祝福，离不开教会这个平台的。
And so if we want to receive God's blessing, we cannot separate from the platform of the church.
所以我们当珍惜和爱护这个教会。
So we need to treasure and to really love the church.
因为教会兴旺，每个人都将受益。
If the church really doing well, everybody benefit.
所以今天我们思想了耶稣所问的问题。
So today, reflecting the question Jesus asked today.
我们了解了神的家的概念。
We understand the concept of God's family.
让我们更加清楚了认识了教会的实质是什么。
So we also gain a clear understanding of the essence of a church.
教会是神的家。
A church is God's family.
也是我们属灵的家。
It's our spiritual home.
所以在神的家里，我们可以享受弟兄姐妹彼此扶持的帮助。
So in God's home, that we can really enjoy the support and love for each other.
也更是我们得到神祝福的一个关键。
Also is the place that we can receive God's blessing.
我想大家肯定都去过迪士尼乐园。
And a lot of you probably have gone to the Disney before.
你就是去迪士尼的话，它有很多的这个 ride 哈
，and there's a lot of ride in the Disney，
每一个都排好多人
，usually a long line，
你在那等啊，可能等了一个小时，你才能坐上那个哈、啊，坐上他那个 ride。
So sometimes even take a longer than 1 hour to get on the one ride。
这坐上以后很精彩了哈。
And so once you get on the ride, it's great。
只有几分钟。
But it's only a couple minutes。
所以为了让你在等待的过程中不太这个觉得啊烦恼，他们会安排一些东西，对不对？
And so while you're waiting, sometimes the Disney will arrange something.
特别是快要你到进去之前，先给你一个啊讲解这个是怎么回事啊，给你一些个简单的东西啊。
And so before you enter, they will give you some of the introduction of this ride.
那然后你才会进到里面去。
And then you start enter.
但这个在正式的这个节目之前的这个东西远远没有那个精彩，对不对？
So whatever the introduction will never be more excited once you get on the ride.
没有人说到了这个我排队排了一个小时，我终于到这个介绍的时候，介绍完了拜拜我就走了。
Nobody just to watch the introduction and decide to leave the ride.
你要进去的嘛，是不是？
And you want to enter, enjoy the ride.
对，弟兄姐妹，我们现在就是这样的一个光景。
We are in the same situation as well.
我们相信了耶稣，我们也接受了耶稣给我们的那个保证。
And so we already believe in Christ and we will receive his guarantee.
但是我们还没有完全进到他那个国度当中，他那个还没有完全实现。
But we have not, it has not realized that enter his kingdom yet.
所以我们是在这个教会里面是一个暂时的平台。
And the church is a temporary platform.
我们在等待那个最精彩的。
And we're waiting for the most excited place.
我想那个精彩远远比迪士尼那个啊那个 ride 更精彩的多哈。
That excitement probably exceed probably tenfold, hundredfold than the Disney ride.
那迪士尼那个 ride 大概只是说几分钟而已。
And Disney ride maybe only lasts a couple minutes.
弟兄姐妹，我们将来在神的国度里，每天都是，哇！这样子哈。
And God's kingdom is eternal. Is every single day we just wow.
每天你都有惊喜。
Every day there's excitement and surprises.
所以在我们等待的时候，我们就是应该要爱护教会，忠信基督。
And so while we're waiting, we need to love the church and be faithful to Christ.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessing.
感谢你将耶稣基督赐给我们。
You have given Jesus to us.
使我们今生有着永恒的盼望。
So we have eternal hope in on earth.
我们也感谢你将教会赐给我们。
And thank you for give church to us.
使我们在这个世界上有遮风避雨之处。
And so we have a shelter on earth.
我们恳求你祝福我们的教会。
And continue to bless our church.
也保守我们的弟兄姐妹。
And also take care of the brothers and sisters.
让我们在一切所做的事上我们都可以荣耀你。
In everything we do, we will glorify your name.
也愿这个属灵的家庭可以成为我们生命的帮助。
And the spiritual family will become the help of our life.
直到我们见到耶稣基督面的那一日。
Until the day we meet Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.